We've launched this campaign, Pure Salmon, to talk about the problems with salmon aquaculture. And coincidentally, this week, on a television show on ABC, Boston Legal, they've decided to profile the issue of farm salmon. And they talk about one of the major problems with farm salmon, which is sea lice, and sea lice infecting wild salmon populations. The two main characters in the show, Boston Legal, William Shatner and James Spader, go to Nemo Bay, which is a resort in remote British Columbia. And it's famous for its sport fishing, especially for wild salmon. When they go, they learn that there are all these problems with sea lice infecting the wild salmon populations. And so they decide to do something about it and end up going to court.
Sea lice are a small crustacean, so they're the same group as crabs or shrimp, except they're parasitic and they have a particular taste for salmon. And that's why we see so many around salmon farms. Well, they're a problem because they actually eat the salmon. They're what's known as an ectoparasite, or a parasite that sits on the outside of the fish. And when they land on the fish, they start from the outside and eat their way in. The fish that are, when they hit the ocean, are about the size of a AA battery. And the lice themselves are about the size of an eraser head on a pencil. So to put it into terms that are relative to a human, it would be the same as you having 50-pound lice chewing through your back. When you have significant aquaculture activity in open net pens, you also have a response in the wild salmon trout populations of rapid decline. And we've seen this in Europe, and now we seem to be repeating the European experience here. We look across the world where you have open net pen industrial salmon farming and wild salmon and trout populations, the story is the same again and again and again. The wild fish pay the price because you've got an abundance of fish. Again, you've got a million fish in a small net pen. As soon as one of them gets infected, all of them will become infected. And when all of them become infected, they produce a vast amount of these infective parasitic larvae, which have no choice but to infect the wild fish as they swim by. We've seen this again and again. The weight of the independent scientific world, or the weight of the evidence generated by independent scientists, is unanimous and speaks with a single voice that the farms are a major driving force in the decline of these wild populations.
The Pure Salmon campaign's ultimate goal is to get producers to change the way they farm salmon currently. And if they do that, then the full promise of aquaculture will be realized, and we'll have more fish and good, healthy fish for people to eat.
For more information, go to puresalmon.org. This edit from Radio EcoShock at www.ecoshock.org.